Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm in the zone and I'm already gone and it's already on. Should've already known. Act accordingly, you're in wrong. Gang got a nipper here, gotta get in my cone. Don't smoke, but I still stay stoned. Ain't high off Chief and Buddha. I'm high off thinking, Lord, praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Yeah. And we call this soldier worship. What's it to you? When I hear him say, well done, not depart from me, I never knew you. That's why I put my heart, mind, and soul in each and every song. You say I'm doing music, I say I'm dropping bombs. I declare war is on and popping and stopping is not an option. So there's nothing that we need to discuss. We call this a takeover, be careful, cause all your friends and family may already be rolling with us. And soon and very soon it ain't long when Jesus is gonna come and take us home. You're running out of minutes like a cell phone. And if you are just showing up, look here, I am already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone.
The enemy's a coward and I see his knees are knocking. Just because you're yelling on the track don't mean the train is stopping. You can even join or step aside or get rolled over. I see the curtains closing, show's over. Gotta let that light shine brighter than a supernova. Days getting darker, nights getting colder. But I'm the type to tread on the cobra and take authority over the 31st of October. Soldier, I'm out of here, I'm on another level. And your Christians fight other Christians cause they don't wanna fight the devil. And you trying to kill your brother but the devil's killing you. Man, why don't we just unite and make 10,000 out of 2? I don't care, I got some friends in there, I got some kid in there. So I take authority like I am a dominionaire and make sure his love is shown, whether you think I'm right or wrong. You just talking to yourself because you don't realize I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone.
Come closer, come close. Come, I know you see me physically, but really I'm a ghost. No ice cream, no soda, still I'm afloat. You looking at a star, but it's the sun I promote. So listen, I'm not the one you wanna provoke, cause I got a weapon that'll put anybody back in their place if they thinking they can take me for a joke. No way, you'll catch me not living by the word that was wrote in the book of life. That alone got me gone in the zone, so all you see around me is smoke. Can't nobody break my concentration, quit wasting valuable time. If you think I will come down, cut even you out of your mind. Now I'm on a spiritual high, just by looking at my life you will find that I never stay down, my progress is always on the incline. Let me tell you what you better do, realize we're ahead of you, and this is not our home. It's kinda difficult to get in when you fit in, when you're at a place you do not belong. You know that I know that you know that I cannot be wrong, when I mention that I'm in another dimension.
I am already gone, I'm already gone. I'm already gone, I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm already gone. I'm off in a zone. I'm already gone.
Hello.
Hey there. What with the music? That's y'all.
We had a problem. Angela, you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
Are you typing?
I'm done. Okay, I'll pick up reading in Genesis. Genesis 44. And when the brothers was ready to leave, Joseph ordered his household managers to fill each of their sacks with as much grain as they could carry and to put in the mouth of each sack the money he had paid. He was also told to put Joseph's silver cup at the top of Benjamin's sack along with the grain money. So the household manager did as he was told. The brothers was up at dawn and on their way with their loaded donkeys. But when they were barely out of the city, Joseph said to his household manager, "Chase after them and stop them and ask them why they had acted like this when their benefactor had been so kind to them. Ask them, what do you mean by stealing my Lord's personal silver drinking cup, which he used for fortune telling? What a wicked thing you have done." So he caught up with them and spoke to them along the line he had been instructed to. "What in the world are you talking about?" they demanded. "What kind of people do you think we are that you accuse us of such a terrible thing as that? Didn't we bring back the money we found in the mouth of our sack? Why would we steal silver or gold from our master's house? If you find his cup with any one of us, let that one die, and all the rest of us will be slaves forever to your master." That was the reading out of Genesis 44, 1 through 9. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Loretta, could you do the roll call for us?
Let's see here. We have Mom and Daddy Werner.
Yes.
Miss Williams.
Yes.
And Auntie Dot.
Yes.
Okay. Myself and Angela. So those are the people that is on the line at this time.
Okay. Anyway, welcome everyone. Sorry for the slight delay. Let's go ahead and pray if you bow your head so we can pray. Okay. Lord, we will continue to build our lives on the foundation of your holy faith and continue to pray as we are directed by the Holy Spirit. We ask you, and we plead the blood of Jesus over the airwaves as we gather together on this day to give God honor and to praise his name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
All righty. Pop, would you lead us in Matthew? Is that Matthew?
Yes. Jesus looked at them and said,
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible.
All things are possible. Amen.
Right. Thank you for that, Pops. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and start going down the list and sharing today, and I would like to start with Mom.
Okay, I'm going to read out of my book, Honora Lamb, and the chapter said, God promised for increase, saying, "Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiply I will multiply thee." bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me thou herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up a window of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke thee, devour for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast puffin before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And it came to pass, when they were brought Hello? And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elijah, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. And the Lord thy God will bring these into the land which thy father possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do these good and multiply these above thy father. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field, that ye shall receive no more report of famine among the heathen. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some a hundredfold, some sixtyfold, and some thirtyfold. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that hears the word and understand it, which also bears fruit and bringeth forth some an hundredfold, some sixtyfold. Some hundred and some sixty and some thirty. And everyone that has forsaken houses, a brother, a sister, a father, a mother, a wife, a children, or land for my name's sake, shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life. But he shall receive an hundredfold now in the time house, and brethren and sisters and mother and children and land with prostitution, and in the world to come eternal life. Cast thy bread upon the water, for thou shalt find it after many days. And other fell on good ground and swam up, and bare fruit of a hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sworn, and increase the fruit of your right, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and they shall and thy seed shall process the gate of his enemy. The Lord shall command the blessing upon these in thy storehouse and in all that thou setteth thy hand unto, and he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, righteousness from the God of his salvation. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and flood upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon their seed, and my blessing upon their offspring. And I will make them and place around about my hill of a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing for the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering 2 sticks that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me. And after making for thee and for thy son, for thus says the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sees rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. And she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal waste not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spake by Elijah. I have been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother. Dot, would you like to share anything with us this evening?
Yes, I'm going to read from the Upper Room.
Okay.
Always more. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, okay. I was attending the open worship service of the Upper Room Ministry Soul Fest, a spiritual somatic retreat at Lake Hookup, North Carolina. The service was so spirit uplifting that as I went to participate in the Holy Communion, I accepted the bread and placed it in my mouth before I realized that I was accepted to dip it in the cup. With a stolid look on my face, I look at the service, who said with a kind voice, don't worry, there are always more. He gave me another piece of bread to dip into the cup. Don't worry, there are always more. Linking me with throughout the entire concert, I heard the passage from 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 14 to 16, described how the jar of flour and the jar of oil did not run out, so that every day the prophet Elijah and the widow and her son could eat. Too often we become anxious about things we cannot control. We forget that no matter what is going on in the world, we can live with the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. God always has more for those who believe. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Okay, Angela, we did have Angela. We had Hubert to join in.
Okay. Hi, Hubert.
Shalom. Shalom, my and I.
Okay. All righty. Loretta, would you like to share?
Yes. My reading is coming out of Acts 17, 27 through 31. His purpose in all of us, let me start over. His purpose in all of this is that they should seek after God and perhaps feel their way towards him and find him, though he is not far from any one of us, for in him we live and move. As one of your own poets says it, we are the sons of God. If this is true, we shouldn't think of God as an idol made by man from gold or silver. God tolerate man's past ignorance about these things, but now He commands everyone to put away idols and worship only him. For he has set a day for justly judging the world by the man as he appointed. And he has pointed him out by bringing him back to life again. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Loretta. I will go next, and I'm going to talk about facing our fears. And as you know, a lot of our fears are caused by our experiences, our imagination, our guilt, our misunderstanding, and sometimes just doubt. So I just wanted to think for a moment, what do you fear most in life? I challenge you to confront your fears because we seldom realize the power these fears hold over us. Uncontrolled fear can lead to failure. Our present world is one affected by fear because we have rejected the Lord. Those without the proper fear of God will experience every other kind of fear. The truth is that those of us who love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ need have no fear at all. God's word is filled with encouraging promises for us to claim. The awesome words of Isaiah 41 can fill us with the fresh confidence even in a world like this. So Isaiah 41 verse 10 through 13, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are angered at you will be shamed and dishonored. Those who contend with you will be as nothing and will perish. You will seek those who quarrel with you, but will not find them.
Help Angela, you. We lost you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we keep losing you. Uh-huh, yes.
Okay, is that better?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where I was. Okay, I'll just do the last verse. For I am the Lord your God who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. So today, let's claim victory for all our fears. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Pop, would you like to share anything with me?
Yes, not just the people who was on Brother James. And later we were talking about Jane committed to action. Then he said, put it down. And that means everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And then he said, pick it up, that do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. And pass it on. The religion that God, our Father, accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after offerings and widows and their distress and keep oneself from being polluted by the word. So today, James chapter 2, I read a few verses which says, claim favor and accept it, let go of partiality. I might read from the NIV. My brothers, our believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, don't show favoritism. Suppose a man come in to your meeting wearing gold rings and fine clothes, and a poor man in shabby clothes also come in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here, a good seat for you, but said to the poor man, you stand here there or sit on the floor by my, have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judged with evil thoughts? And our next subject is love in spite of personality. And the NIV says, listen, my dear brother, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have insulted the poor. It is not the rich who are exploiting you. Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as a lawbreaker. In our last episode, Let Liberty Lead, in the NIV. For whoever keep the whole law and yet stumble at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. If you do not commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as though who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because the judgment without mercy will be shown to everyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumph over judgment. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Pops. Okay. Mrs. Williams?
I would like to share from John 16, beginning with verse 4. It speaks of Jesus leaving and the coming Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go to my Father, the one who has sent me, and none of you ask me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow is filled your heart. Nonetheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin, and of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I, that if he shall take of mine, and he shall show it to you. And we thank and praise the Lord for this, because he promised us the Holy Spirit, which is already come. And what we can do is just receive him unto ourselves. And when he come in, he will be our comforter. He will be our guide and our helper. And we can depend on him no matter what. And he will live inside of us. And we will know that he lives inside because he brings about a change in our lives and the way we think, the way we act, and give us an unction and a desire to serve the Lord more and more. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. Okay, our last caller is Hubert. Would you like to share this evening?
Yes, I'd like to say good evening, may the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight and the congregation. I'll be reading from you from Ordinary People Can Do the Extraordinary. From the book of Moses, Let My People Go. The African-American connection. Conflicts. Because we pattern our lives after Christ, is it possible that we may often overlook the richness or variety of human qualities of Old Testament characters? Our imagination of charged by some of the images of Moses, especially baby Moses in the bulrush, the scene at the Red Sea, or with the two tablets in the hand of Mount Sinai. But how many think of Moses as a man stepping into dramatic opposing culture and having to make a choice? He was born into the elite classes of the Hebrews and the Greek, but was raised in the place of the king of Egypt, Ra, Pharaoh Necho. How many think of Moses as a person who experienced conflict between the immediate family and his job as leader of a nation? Now for you dream keepers, Moses never lived to see the fulfillment of his mission, but he died with the knowledge that he had helped to forge a new nation, mature a new leadership, and give strength in a new and vital generation that did not experience the degrading of enslaved men. He set into motion the organization and structure of a new society in a new land. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. alluded to Moses' experience in his speech the night before his assassination. He said, I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen the promised land. I may not get there, but we as a people will get to the promised land. Now let's discover, can God use a woman to lead man, to win victory, to bring peace? Let's discover how God uses teamwork to bring about spiritual and social change. Baruch Yah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank
you for that, Hebrew. Yeah. Awesome. Yes. Alrighty, that concludes our first round, so I would like to turn it over to Loretta to do a second shoot-in.
Excuse me. May everyone bow their head, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to heal Uncle Champ, Miss Wanda, Jessica Smith, Vicki Hussman, Rochelle Bessler, DeMarcus, Sedaria, LaTanya, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Marianne, Eddie Tipman, Jermaine and Quentin, Malachi, Tony, Carlos and the Wells family, Mary Lowe, Ruth Edwards, Angela Burns, Uncle Oliver, the Rossiter family, Miss Allen, Mr. Harold, Loretta, myself, Jerry and Terry, Uncle Dave, Jordan and the Rako family, Evelyn Holloway, Erlene Parker, Michael and Denise Moody, Tally, DeMarcus, Miss Water and family, Kevin Avery, Tony, the Adams family, Eleni and family, the Norris family, Valerie Crockett, Cheryl, Auntie Betty, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Dear Father, we ask that you heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward. Cover them in the blood, for there is power in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, let's talk about birthdays for this week, February the 9th through the 15th. I have Stacy Faith, Shirley Williams on the 14th, Celia Ball, TJ, Sade, and Antoine, all on the 14th. I have Mark on the 10th. Are there any other birthdays this week anybody would like to share?
Oliver, the 10th. Oliver Mellum, the 10th.
Okay.
Your uncle.
Your uncle Oliver.
I got you.
That's tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, I always think his birthday in April.
No, it's the 10th
of March.
February.
Okay. All right. Hey, Auntie Dot, would you like to? Huh?
That's Robert Earth
Mom,
Day.
Mom, who?
Oh, he talking about Daddy.
Oh, no, I just always thought Oliver's was in April. I just always thought it. I guess because he always used to do those April Fool jokes. I thought it was his birthday. Anyway.
Oh, that Carrie.
Auntie Dot was. You had another caller?
No.
Auntie Carrie, you joined?
No. Mom was talking about that's when her birthday is, I guess.
Oh, okay. Auntie Dot, would you do us the honor of singing a happy birthday to the names that we called out earlier?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday to you.
Amen. And many more. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Auntie Dot. Okay. Sound like I keep hearing Auntie Carrie.
Yeah, okay.
Is she there?
She out of town. She out of town.
Oh, I keep hearing somebody sound just like her.
Okay, let's move on.
I know one of y'all, you or Dot, y'all sounded like her. Anyway, let's move on. Now we're at a point in the schedule where we allow people to give us praise reports or testimonies or sing a song or read a poem. So here we start. How about Mrs. Williams?
Hey, I don't have a poem, but I would like to share an excerpt from the magazine entitled We Need an Outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Scripture verse, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. That's Psalm 68, verses 1 through 3. It says, isn't it amazing that the 12 apostles and 70 disciples had nothing of what we have today? They had no money. Jesus even said to them, don't take your purse with you. Interesting. They had no funds. They didn't have a New Testament to preach from as we do today. They only had the Old Testament scroll. They had no plane. They had no video cameras. They had no satellite television. They had nothing but the Holy Spirit. And yet, within the first 100 years, the early church evangelized the whole known world. That we need the Holy Spirit. We need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We need an intervention by God. We need an outpouring again, I will repeat, of the Holy Spirit. I am saying that technology and all these other things are not good. I'm not saying they are not good, but they are. But we need the Holy Spirit to make it useful. Without the Holy Spirit, they are useless. And our prayer today is that God will pour out his Spirit on us, that there will be a change in our lives, a change in our nation, and the Holy Spirit will bring us a revival. And let God arise, and let all his enemy be scattered, and let those who hate him flee before him, that those who love him and those who are looking for his return will be able to rejoice even the more with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. How about you, Hubert?
Yes. I will be coming to you. Ordinary people can do ordinary things tonight. And I'll be speaking on talk. Take charge. Periodically, the children of Israel needed to be delivered from bondage caused by their worship of idol gods. In addition to hearing and deciding cases, the judges' responsibility was to protect Israel from attack and do battle with enemies, was to be seduced. As a result of the border leadership, Israel enjoyed justice and peace. Deborah was a prophetess, and her name Deborah means bee. A prophetess is a female who speaks for God and interprets events in light of God's words and works. Deborah had to be able to discern the purpose and declare them to others. In Bible days, prophets and prophetesses were mediators between God and his people. They were divine, inspired, and conformed to some preachers and pastors of the day. In the Old Testament, only three women are said to have been prophetess: Miriam, the sister of Moses, which you'll find in Exodus 15-20, Hildah, a woman who spoke in the time of Joshua, you'll find it in 2 Kings 22:14-20, and Deborah, which you will find in the book of Judges 4 and 5. Deborah needed her gift as political and judicial leader of her people. Deborah was an agitator. An agitator stirs up and incites public discussion with view of producing short things. Deborah stirred up Israel concern about its low spiritual condition. He aroused the nation from its ritual of despair. She awoke in them a determination to free themselves from the situation of bondage and degrading. May the Lord have a blessing upon the reading of his word, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. Amen.
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 Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that, Hubert. Mother, do you have any additional thing to share? Mom?
Oh, you said me? Okay. Well, I'm going to sing Still Away to Jesus.
Amen.
Okay.
Still away. Still away, still away to Jesus. Still away, still away home. Ain't got long to stay here. My Lord, he called me. He called me by the thunder, the trumpet sound within my soul. Ain't got long to stay here. Still away, still away, still away to Jesus. Still away. Still away home, ain't got long to stay here. Green trees up in them, folks in up and a trembling, the trumpet sound within my soul. Ain't got long to stay here. Still away, still away, still away to Jesus. Still away, still away home. Ain't got long to stay. My Lord, he called me. He called me by the lightning, the trumpet sound within my soul. Ain't got long to stay here. Still away, still away, still away to Jesus. Still away, still away home. Ain't got long to stay here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. All righty. Auntie Dot, do you have anything more to share this evening?
Yes.
Kira want to read something.
All right, Kira.
Okay.
Good evening.
Let your light shine before people so that can see the good things you do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, great job. Thank you for that, Miss Kira. Okay. Pops?
Yes. I'd like to read a little, but I would like to ask the host, would they allow me to ask you a question?
Okay.
can you be forgiven for self-murder? And while we can be thinking of what the answer that is. And I'll be reading, expect supernatural intervention. And every artist knows his approach rate. Every composer has studied his song. God, your creator, has carefully observed each satanic attack against your life. He will get involved. It is inevitable. And like Job, when this is over, you will receive a double portion of his blessing. In the word, you shall not fear them, for the Lord your God has your God, he shall fight for you. At Deuteronomy 3:22. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Find that in Job 42:10. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Know you were there.
Thank you
for that, Pop. I lost in my phone. Okay. Loretta, would you like to share more news with us today?
Yes, I'll share something out of the Daily Bread. The title is Who Goes There? And the reading is from John 10:1-6. Like most older folks, I like the fold, familiar places, but all is shifting and changing these days. I've been led out away from familiar surrounding and into a vast unknown. What new limits will overtake me in the coming days? What nameless fears will awaken? Jesus' words from John 10 comes to mind. When he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them. We may well be dismayed at what life has for us this year and the next, but our shepherd knows the way we're taken, and he goes before us. He will not lead us down paths too dangerous where he cannot help us. He knows our limits, and he knows the way to green pastures and good water. All we have to do is follow. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, so moving along in our next agenda item is the Serenity Prayer. And Mom, would you lead us in the Serenity Prayer?
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept the thing.
The serenity to accept the thing.
That I cannot change.
That I cannot change.
The courage to change.
The courage to change.
The thing that I can change. And the wisdom to know the difference.
And the wisdom to know the difference.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Mother, and we'll move right along to Loretta with Matthew 6:9.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Thank you, Loretta, for that. Alrighty, well, is there anything else anyone would want to say before I do the closing prayer?
Yes. Okay, I need to ask you, please, if you could add Walter Moody's name to the prayer list.
Walter?
Walter Moody.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Moody.
He's 92 years old, and he's supposed to be going in tomorrow for surgery on his leg. He has a blood clot in his leg.
How old you say he is?
92.
92.
It's my son-in-law, Michael's father.
Father, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that.
And thank you.
Hubert, I thought you said you had something.
Yes. I would like Hubert to sing a song before we close. If that's all right with you.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
What do you say?
If you got God in your life, tell me what more do you need? If you have God in your life, there's nothing more you should need. I went to the valley to pray. Felt so good that I stayed all day. Nothing else in my life, and there's nothing more that I should need. Just in the water. Now the water was cold, killed my body, but never my soul. Because I have God inside my life, and there's nothing more that I need. Brr, yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Hubert. All righty. I'll go ahead and do our closing prayer. Before I get into the prayer, I just want to thank everyone for taking the time out of their Sabbath day to participate on this call. We really appreciate your time. So if you would please bow your heads in prayer. Father God, thank you for listening to our words of faith and love for Jesus, our Lord. In closing, we just want to say step by step as you surrender every part of your life to God, you open the door to a richer relationship with Christ. God has said, be holy, for I am holy. Your journey to fulfill his call begins with the two words, you'll never regret, yes, Lord. And I just leave with a song. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, yes, Lord, completely, yes, my soul says yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Did y'all have that question? Y'all had an answer to the question?
Recite the question again, Dad.
Can you be forgiven for self-murder?
For murder?
Yes, self-murder. If you kill your own self.
My answer, Will you be forgiven for self-murder?
Yes.
I have never I would like to address that. I have never ran across nothing in the Bible on that issue besides in the New Testament when Jesus said, no man taketh my life from me. I lay it down on my own so I may pick it up later. And I don't think no other man have no other point besides Cain, the first murderer, who Lord marked it and forgave him for murdering his brother. Now, for us, a self-murder besides Judas, and that's still locked up in a mystery. But if anyone else have any biblical reference that we can be preferred to, I'm willing and prefer you all to share that this week or next week or as long as we have the Nellum Family Hour of Prayer. Thank you very much.
Well, my answer is no. But that's just from what I've learned so far, so I could be wrong.
My thing is, it's really debatable because there are people who kill themselves, they're out of their mind. You know, they're distorted. And when you kill yourself and you don't know what to do, God in His mercy, I do believe. And there's one person I know that that was Samson. I don't like to say it was self-murder, but he did die with the people. He did ask God to give him permission to risk the person.
Can you hardly hear you?
It's been self-murder, but my answer would be I don't know. I don't know. My answer would be, I don't know. It's debatable.
I don't know.
Yeah. I believe that is forgiven for self-murder. This is my own personal expression, not my opinion, but according to the scriptures and the precept that I have studied, Judas is the only one that is missing of self-murder. He went out and hung himself, but yet Jesus was already aware of this, and he came to save the lost. Now, of the 12, he was the only one lost of the 12 as concerning to our topic, self-murder. He's the only one of the 12 that went and murdered himself, but yet there was Lot tested for his work to continue. So he was the treasurer in the disciples of Yah. And so I do believe, personally speaking, that there is room for forgiveness. Jesus came to save the lost. That was the first one lost. And he said, but we have a devil here. So if God is all-powerful and all-knowing, and he came to die to save the lost, that would be the first other lost, other 12. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been no purpose of him accepting Judas, who was well-schooled, well-learned into it, it wasn't any salvation for him also. Now, that's personal, and I need a lot of more precepts and scriptures to back that up. And if you all like for me to pursue that next week, I will have some fresh scriptures that we can go and maybe come up with a better answer to that question there, Apple. And thanks for bringing that forth, for that is we thank you very much, and that is something that needs to be addressed. Thank you all.
Daddy Vernon, your input.
Okay, let me say this part. I really asked that question because I read where Christ said you can be forgiven for everything except blaspheming on this side and the other side. You can't be forgiven. And he said if you say anything about him, you still can be forgiven, but not blasphemer. And today, one of their brothers said, self-murder, that when you kill yourself, you might have a chance to ask for forgiveness before you die. And that's what I got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Okay, okay. All right. Amen. Amen.
Everything. Good night.
It was a very good discussion. Appreciate that, and I hope everyone have a blessed week. I love you.
Okay.
And good night.
Love you all. Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Have a blessed week.
Y'all
too. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Hello? Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Miss Williams?
Oh, okay. I was trying to get another call in. Okay.
You're still
okay.
On the prayer line.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
To Angela, your computer's still frozen.
Oh, yeah. I went ahead and turned it off.
Oh, okay. Okay, that concludes the Nellens Family Weekly Prayer Service. I would like to lead us with you for the week. He knows our burdens and our crosses, those things that hurt, our trials and losses. He cares for every soul that cries. God wipes the tears from weeping eyes. Amen. Good night, everyone. Love you.
Amen. Rukya, wadida, Yahweh.